don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Thursday, February 13th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Kind of some interesting stories coming out of Washington where the Democrats are absolutely freaking out over Elon Musk and all the things that are happening there with his proposed cuts of federal spending, trying to cut $1 trillion out of our national budget, explaining that by growing the revenue by $1 trillion, reducing spending by $1 trillion, it's a $2 trillion swing. And by doing so, repeating that process over the next couple of years, we can lower the national debt, reducing the interest that's being paid on the national debt, and then by growing the economy, bringing in new companies, new businesses to the United States by lowering corporate income taxes. They're saying that after Donald Trump's 4 years, he could literally, potentially, cut the federal national debt in half. But the Democrats are fighting. Absolutely amazing how they're fighting these cuts. So we're going to keep an eye on that story. But the good news, Donald Trump's nominees are passing advise and consent in the U.S. Senate. Tulsi Gabbard was sworn in, National Intelligence Director. Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, was shown lifting weights, running, and doing exercise drills with regular soldiers. Things that they had to do, he had his workout clothes on, got right in there, and was doing it with them. Now, that's a Secretary of Defense I like. Soldiers shoulder to shoulder with the Secretary of Defense. Are you kidding? I don't ever remember that happening ever. So, pretty interesting. Now, there are some absolute departments, monies, dollars, things that are being uncovered by Elon Musk and his team. One of the things that we are watching very closely is how it's going to affect Michigan in this upcoming budget. We spoke with our daughter yesterday. She works for University of Michigan Healthcare System down in Ann Arbor. She said they had a face-to-face, in-person meeting yesterday, and the management is losing their minds. She sits back and watches them as they respond to what Donald Trump, Elon Musk is doing, and man, they are losing their minds. Oh, well, elections have consequences. You guys are going to have to deal with it. So, very interesting. The vote for FBI Cash Patel happening right now. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Continue prayers for John Chimner over there in the hospital in Petoskey. Heart surgery procedure yesterday. Definitely final determination for a heart valve going to be scheduling it. We'll keep you informed. Prayers for him and Jamie. Joe, I'm sorry. Joe and Jamie. I got so many stories pulled up. I don't know where to go. Let's go to this one. There was a survivor at the MSU shooting. A Michigan State University student who was in Berkeley Hall back in February of 2023 when a lone gunman began shooting students has filed a $50 million lawsuit against the university. Lawsuit filed by Justin Bowman in U.S. District Court comes one day before the two-year anniversary of the mass shooting that left three students dead. The lawsuit accuses former interim president Theresa Woodruff, Vice President Marlon Lynch, Chief John Prush, and Dan Bowman of the university's infrastructure planning facilities of gross negligence. It makes claims of civil rights violations and intentional infliction of emotional distress against all the defendant, including the Michigan State University Board of Trustees. The attorney Bowman alleges university officials failed to make proper security upgrades that could have prevented the shooting. Police say the gunman, Anthony Dwayne McRae, fled the campus after the shooting and was later found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The university settled with the families of the three students who died for $15 million, $5 million each. Well, now this guy who survived has an attorney and he's asking for $50 million. So we'll see where that goes. MCOL's director, Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement Standards. Exactly 36 Detroit police officers and 9 Michigan State police troopers were possibly operating without a license. But the situation has been fixed. Director Tim Borgo said that when the commission's investigation started, 4 more officers were discovered to be without a license. But the majority of those are within the training division. 25 of the 36 officers have now been licensed through the Detroit MCOLS Academy. 11 are still in the process. Burgio said Detroit is being tripped up by Law Enforcement Office Separations and Service Record Act. This prevents MCOLS from reactivating the license of someone unless the department hiring the officer gets a statement from the former department for the reason of separation or circumstances surrounding the separation. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy, working with Dana Nessel's Attorney General's office, looking at these cases individually. Borgio said he should be making the call on these cases as to what happens, not the attorney general. He said there's a problem with 9 state troopers who previously were licensed, left, and came back to work for the state police. The troopers went through training, but they were previously licensed officers that MCOLS couldn't license. The troopers were identified by the Michigan State Police due to their licensing issues, which were quickly resolved. He said he's working with the prosecutors and the attorney general's office to get this worked out. I'm confident that in both departments, these cases will be processed, and we'll make sure this never happens again. again, regulations, rules, licensing requirements. My opinion, the whole thing is screwed up. They need to revamp that department from top to bottom. Corporate income tax to fund the roads. You know, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's comments, make corporations pay their fair share. Well, new House Finance Committee Chair Mark Tisdale, Republican of Rochester, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the House Speaker Matt Hall will have a lot to do in explaining what the upside is going to be for raising corporate income tax to fund road planned funding this year. As they both have said, they're open to discussing this past week. Well, Tisdale says that's going to be a tough one. Tisdale said increasing or imposing a tax as an additional increase is a way to disincentivize anything. For example, tax on non-tobacco nicotine products as proposed. Well, based on the governor's budget recommendation, she says it will raise revenue. Actually, by raising the taxes, you're going to drive down sale and consumption of these products. State rep says, very simple, if someone tells you they're going to raise business taxes and not to worry that it's not going to hit you, they're either ignorant or they're being flat out deceitful. I always tell people, I reserve the right to be smart. Tisdale say that only people pay taxes. And if a business doesn't pass increased taxes onto the cost to the consumers, the alternative is they'll have diminished returns to the stockholders. Less profits may cause the businesses to close. Additionally, Tisdale plans to take to the committee to return the personal income tax rate back to 4.05% as quickly as possible. That is a huge amount of money per tax filer, money that they need to keep and not send to Lansing. Tisdale outlined some guiding philosophies he's going to be using this term, like cutting taxes so residents can spend their own money on themselves rather than sending it to Lansing. He says money moves more efficiently through the economy when the worker, the income earner, spends it, because they buy the goods, products, and services they need, and they have a heightened interest in quality and getting the best return for their purchases. Government doesn't work that way. I agree with Tisdale on that one. Amen, brother. Tisdale went on to say, bureaucracies, bureaucratic agencies are negligent or indifferent to efficiencies, quality, and getting the best bang for their buck. They keep overreaching intent, and they don't care about spending other people's money. Last term, Tisdale said reintroducing revenue sharing trust fund with a Democrat state representative, sponsored the bill, bipartisan, passed in the House 106-4. Amos was the chair of the Democrat caucus, and if the caucus chair has a bill that passes his chamber with 106 votes, but we can't even get a hearing in the Senate side. What do you have to do to get the senators to listen? 106-4 in the Democrat-controlled Senate wouldn't even take it up in the Senate. Unbelievable. Well, other bills they're looking at House Finance Committee covers financial services, local government financing like revenue sharing and tax policy. Tisdale said this is his third term serving on tax policy-oriented committees. And prior to that, he served on the Rochester City Council for 8 years, where he worked on the city's budget. His minority vice chair, Democrat Jason Hoskins from Southfield, chaired the House Committee on Economic Development Small Business last term, where Tisdale was his minority vice chair. Appears these guys have a good working relationship. Tisdale thinks Hoskin has a very good local government background and experience in running a small business. He's a good individual that you can actually sit down and talk with. You don't have to worry about him coming back to haunt you on what you talk about. Very frank, full discussions. We share our ideas, and we're bringing forward good legislation. Well, House Regulatory Reform Committee Chair Joseph Aragona of Clinton Township says his minority vice chair, Tulio Labate of Allen Park, Democrat, they have a great working relationship, said this isn't a contest. We sit down, we relax, we talk, we work things out. Tisdale says, our committee is working perfectly fine. We will be presenting bills that will actually move Michigan forward. He hopes that through communication skills, enough with his members, his Democrat counterpart working with his Democrat caucus, they will be able to work together, move bills, send them from the committee directly to the floor for a House vote. Isn't it interesting? The Republicans take back the majority, 110 state reps, 58 to 52. And now all of a sudden, they can work with the Democrats. Democrats want to work with the Republicans. Why didn't they operate that way when they had the Democrat majority? Why wouldn't they work with the Republicans? Well, this kumbaya moment appears to be happening. Even Governor Gretchen Whitmer talking bipartisan deals with Matt Hall, the new speaker. Well, We'll see how far this goes. It's going to be very, very interesting. Let's see. Nope, that one's going to take too long. Okay. Hey, I do want to do a shout out. I sent out more rear window stickers yesterday to our listening area. If you haven't put one on your vehicle, please, please, please text me your name, mailing address to your home or office, and how many rear window stickers you can pledge to put on your vehicles. We need to get the word out about the radio station. We still have about 300 left, and I need your help. Text me, and I'll send them out today. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning